Nikki DeLoach reprised, "It's not my turn. Go ahead."
Oh, Nikki DeLoach replies, "Well, maybe you should have done it. My goodness." Welcome to Girls Gone Hallmark, a Hallmark review podcast. I'm Megan, and I'm a longtime Hallmark movie fan.
I'm Wendy. I'm a former Hallmark hater.
Today, we're discussing Curious Caterer Foiled Plans, which originally aired on Hallmark Mystery on Friday, April 26th. Hang out with us when this podcast is over. You can find us on Instagram. We are Girls Gone Hallmark and Megan and Wendy.
Come to our Facebook group. You guys, we might be small, but we sure are mighty. It's just great combos over there. I like it. Come give us a join.
They call us out when we make a mistake on the podcast.
Did they?
Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah.
What mistake was made?
You responded to it.
Did I make the mistake?
We equally made the mistake.
What was it?
About Dan Janot singing his own song.
Oh, yes. It wasn't him. That's a follow-up to last week's episode.
Falling in Love in Niagara.
Still stand firm. I like that movie, and I think I'm alone.
Yeah. Hey, if you love this podcast, we are constantly asking you for your 5-star ratings and reviews, and I have one to share.
Yeah, who?
JP Rainbow. Hilarious podcast. I absolutely love this podcast. I find myself laughing out loud while listening at work, earbuds in. These two really do make you feel like you're sitting down with your best friends to chat about your favorite shows and movies. So thankful that I started listening a few months ago, I'm currently catching up on all the ones I've missed. Thank you for keeping us entertained and laughing every week.
Would you consider yourself hilarious?
No.
Me neither.
It's a high bar. I do think this podcast has comedic moments, and I love it when people find it funny, but I have to make sure that it's never my goal to be funny because it won't be.
Uh-huh.
But I think there's funny moments.
I'm glad it's landing for somebody, sure. But I would never consider us like a...
Not a comedy podcast.
No, 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 no. We're just two funny bitches. All right. Is there any Hallmark news?
Have you been living under a rock? The biggest news of all.
I heard it. 3 men and a baby. What's it called? 3 wise men and a little boy?
It's called, first of all, rewind. News was dropped that a sequel to the number one hit movie, 3 Wise Men and a Baby, is in production.
Mm-hmm.
It is currently under the title 3 Wiser Men and a Boy. The story takes place 5 years in the future.
Oh.
And perhaps the most exciting news to me is that alongside writers Paul Campbell and Kimberly Sustad, we have Russell Heinlein of Santa Summit and In Mary Measure fame.
So I learned that yesterday, and I'm so excited for him. He has written some really great movies, and I'm excited because this is like, I feel like this is like next level.
Agreed.
So I'm stoked for him.
He had been hinting about a big project he was working on Twitter.
I know.
Forever. And I had assumed and hoped that it was a Santa Summit sequel. I do think typically we don't get a back-to-back sequel. Haul Out the Holly might be an exception there, but sometimes it takes a minute to get those turned around. This, again, of course, we're 2 years from 3 Wise Men and a Baby to 3 Wiser Men. So exciting news all around.
I'm excited. I did think I saw some people were like, oh, Paul and Kim didn't write this one, but are they writing it with Russell?
Yes.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say like this is a big anniversary this year?
15.
So you think they're going to come with like the big hits?
I think that's their goal. That's why we're getting so much more news early.
If they have learned anything from one Miss Taylor Swift, you got to drop the hints early to get people hyped.
Yes.
You can't just like wait until October and be like, here's our big new movie that's coming out. You got to get the people excited.
Yeah, the dudes were dropping their Easter eggs early.
That was amazing.
Yes.
That was amazing.
Let's hear a synopsis for Foiled Plans.
foil plans. Goldie Berry's medieval feast at Hyde Castle gets interrupted by a murder. She teams up with Detective Schultz to solve the mystery before the murderer strikes again.
Paul Ziller directed Curious Caterer Foiled Plans. Paul has 60 directing credits, including 3 of the 4 Curious Caterer movies. Paul's first Hallmark movie was Love on the Slopes in 2018, and since then he has exclusively directed Hallmark movies.
Foiled Plans is based on the novel Sticks and Scones by Diane Mott Davidson as part of her Goldie Bear culinary mystery series. Side note, did you see, it must have been in our group or it was Reddit, but somebody said that they had read these books and they're much spicier than the Hallmark fare we get.
Interesting. I didn't, but there was some confusion because on IMDb, a number of the key players in this movie have an upcoming project that is listed as Curious Caterer Sticks and Scones.
Oh.
Obviously.
Some intern put that in.
It was entered twice for a number of these people. It's the same movie, clearly. But initially, I thought perhaps that was the next movie. Then I realized what had happened. And when I was reading the synopsis on the Diane Mott Davidson website, it became very clear because, for example, Goldie's ex-husband is like an ex-con in the books, not like good guy Richard. So I think there is more going on there.
Got it.
Nikki DeLoach reprised her role as Goldie once again. Nikki has 72 acting credits. We will be reviewing her often referenced Cranberry Christmas this summer as part of our Christmas in July series. Before being installed as one of Hallmark's darlings, she appeared in 83 episodes of the MTV series Awkward, which, by the way, also starred one Bo Murkoff.
Really?
Yeah, he plays Maddie, who's like the teenage heartthrob. She plays the mom of the lead character.
Oh.
Did you watch that show?
No.
I'm not sure that I did either.
No.
It's a high school drama.
When I think of Nikki DeLoach, all I can see now is that music video for that girl group she was in.
Oh, I've never seen it. I just picture her as the cute witch in that terrible movie that we loved so much.
Yeah. Andrew Walker returns as Tom. Andrew has 85 acting credits, and he will return as eldest brother Luke in 3 Wiser Men and a Boy this countdown to Christmas season.
Julie Kim and Corrine Marwood co-wrote the script for Foiled Plans. Julie and Kim have 9 shared writing credits, including Curious Caterer Fatal Vows, Mix Up in the Mediterranean, and Nostalgic Christmas.
J.C. Dotton plays Marla. She has 42 acting credits. In addition to Hallmark, she appeared in 3 Ivy and Bean movies in 2022.
I think it's Doton.
I'm sorry, J.C.
Riley Davis plays Mason. This is Riley's 28th acting credit. His only roles on Hallmark have been in Curious Caterer movies. Outside of Hallmark, he has recently appeared in shows including Goosebumps and Ruby and the Well.
Lachlan Monroe plays ex-husband Richard. Lachlan has 274 acting credits with 8, count them, 8 upcoming projects. In 2023 alone, he appeared in 13 projects, including the series Riverdale and the 1980s time travel murder mystery Totally Killer.
It's been on my watch list.
Me too.
Britt Good plays Emma. Even with 26 acting credits, this is a bit of a breakout role for Britt, as many of her previous credits are dancing roles in shows like Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist and Grease, Rise of the Pink Ladies.
Britt Good is giving young Madonna to me.
Oh. I loved her little braided headband style.
It was cute. Foiled Plans was filmed in Victoria, British Columbia. The castle featured in the movie is the same location used in the X-Men movies where the students train. The governor's mansion was also used for filming. The governor was in residence during the time of filming.
According to an interview featuring one Nikki DeLoach, she said the governor would be like out and about, go walking her dog, and they were in their period costuming. And Nikki said that she used to bow every time she saw the governor, and the governor was like, you don't need to keep doing that to me.
Oh, interesting. I thought this might be the same residence for 3 Beds, 2 Ghosts, 1.
The exterior, I thought so too.
2 Ghosts, whatever. You guys know the name of that movie.
3 Beds, 2 Baths, 1 Ghost.
Yes.
Agree. What's your first impression?
What in the Renaissance fair was this? My first impression is pretty sure Andrew Walker's beard is doing all the heavy lifting in this movie and probably could have solved the crime on its own. So if you didn't see our Instagram, I put a poll up because I wanted to hear what the people thought about Mr. Walker and his beard. And it was either yay or nay. Most came in yay. How do you feel about it?
I was a yay.
I was a yay too. There was some interesting DMs about it. One that I thought was really funny was that Andrew should take some tips from Tyler on how to rock a proper beard.
That's rude.
I thought they were funny.
You know, hair grows differently on different faces.
My husband,
I thought it looked great.
My husband couldn't grow a beard. It'd be all patchy.
My husband can grow a beard in about an hour and a half.
Has he ever, like...
Oh, all the time.
Like, on vacations, does he just, like, let it ride?
Yeah, or he'll not shave for 3 days, and he's like, guess I'm growing a beard. And then, like, by the end of the week, he's got a full beard.
Wow.
And then he'll have it until, you know, it, like, starts getting itchy, and, like, they can't take it anymore, and then he'll shave it all off.
Got it. I like a beard.
Me too.
I like a beard a lot. Let's talk about what you liked about...
I'm very worried about your...
This movie.
...thoughts on this movie.
You want me to start?
Okay.
While my first impression was, what in the Renaissance Fair is this? I did like this movie.
Oh, good.
I found it enjoyable.
Yes.
I also found it campier
than
previous movies in this franchise.
I think it doesn't take itself too seriously and very much makes fun of some of its moments.
I agree with that. I almost wish it would lean harder into that sometimes because... I find myself like, am I watching a mystery or am I watching like a comedy mystery?
Right. And it can't, I think a series based on the fact that someone's going to be murdered every single movie can't take itself too seriously. Mm-hmm. Like you've seen those memes about Murder, She Wrote and they're like, is the actual story here that Jessica Fletcher is a serial killer? Because who could possibly?
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing as like Goldie, like. I think you even said this, like, who would hire her? Because at every event she's at, somebody gets
whacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. What's the common denominator here?
Really? It would be a great tie-in at the end if it was like actually her.
It would be great. What else did you like?
I just need to note, even though like I'm just no fun, you know that. I don't like costumes. I certainly don't like period costumes. And when I saw the preview to this, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do it. But I did think it was fine because, like, the event all happened in one space and time, you know? So it made sense that they were, like, in these period costumes. And, of course, if somebody got killed and you couldn't leave because of the weather, you would contain all these people and you would stay in the clothes you came in. So
sure.
It made sense. It made sense to me.
I liked the one night, one location setting a lot.
Yeah.
It's giving Knives Out. It's giving Clue. And I really liked that. I think it leans into the cozy part of these sort of cozy mysteries.
Yeah, okay.
These are not meant to be like stressful on the edge of your seat watches.
Yeah.
And I think I like the idea of them all being stuck. It doesn't always work, but it worked well here.
Got it. I loved Tom's coworker, fellow police detective Mason, and the way he would like talk over Tom a little bit. And I really enjoyed like his infatuation with Emma. He's like asking questions and he's like, do you draw portraits of your boyfriend? I thought that was funny. Yes. I thought it was funny.
I'm sorry.
Are you making fun of me? I'm sorry.
I thought it was funny that you're apologizing for finding it funny.
I have more.
Okay.
I loved the twist of Tom's dad being an escaped convict.
Yes.
Like, that was never mentioned before, was it?
I don't think so, because he's telling Goldie about it.
I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that a lot. I did enjoy the subtle flirting between Tom and Goldie. However, I have a hard time knowing that they're such good friends in real life. And I have a hard time believing them as like a passionate couple.
Huh.
Because like they're both married, right?
Yeah.
It just, remember when I talked about this a long time ago about how they have a home chef like Instagram
ad
and they're like cooking in the same kitchen and it doesn't make sense to me because in real life they wouldn't be cooking in the same kitchen.
Okay. I do know what you're talking about.
And so it feels like I'm supposed to believe that they're this couple, but in reality, they're not.
That's literally every movie you've ever seen.
I cannot. It's something because they're always paired together. I just can't. I don't know. It's because I see like their real life maybe on Instagram. So I can't like, do you know?
The fanfic isn't ficking for you. Look.
Yes.
Here's what I have to say. Agree to disagree. I prior to this was like, oh, they have such like a brother sister yes. vibe. I felt the connection here. I was into it. I know they're besties. There was a real cool behind the scenes clip that Andrew Walker shared of them just learning the dance.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that part was real good, I thought.
Yeah, I loved the dance and I liked the clip. They're just like kind of in a hallway with a, well, I don't know, choreographer. I don't know who they're working with. It's unclear to me.
Paula Abdul.
As they're learning the dance. And even in that moment, I was like, oh, like the way he holds her, there's like a lot of heat in that moment. Mm. I was into it. We did not review the third Curious Caterer movie here on Girls Gone Homework. So I had to find out because obviously they've gotten to the point where they're outwardly expressing their interest in each other. They're finally going to go on a date. And I was, is this the first time we're seeing this? And the answer is yes. Mm. And so one of the things I liked is that we do finally, four movies later, get that kiss.
I thought that kiss looked like two friends kissing
Stop
each other.
Stop it!
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought the dance was hotter than the kiss.
Oh, wow. So about that kiss, apparently there was more dialogue in that moment. And Nikki was like, cut it. You got to get to the kiss. Like, oh. We have to get to the kiss. We cannot leave them waiting any longer.
She directing as she's acting?
Evidently. Mm. She had some feedback, which I appreciate.
Mm.
I also loved Goldie's murder board. I love that it was period appropriate. Before you shit on it, let me finish.
I'm not. It's in my did you see that? And we will talk about it. But go ahead.
I thought it was, they like put it on a tapestry.
It was funny.
And then they used the caricaturist artist. That's hilarious. What are they going to do? What's the other option? They're in a medieval castle.
I agree with you. And I have further comments.
Like, other than like, oh, look what this Polaroid we found in the office.
No, I agree with you.
It's silly, but I will wait for your comment.
It makes perfect sense. Yes. It makes perfect sense.
Yes.
What didn't make sense, and I'm going
to save it. Just save it.
I'm going to save it. Okay. I'm going to save it. I did enjoy the murder board there, though. Like the Mason goes, we got to make a murder board. It was great.
Yeah. Finally, the bookcase I thought was hilarious, but so fast. Mm. I was like, don't get in the way of that. You're getting splinched in between the bookcase and the wall because it would like yeet you into the next room.
Could you imagine?
No.
Help! I'm behind the... Touch the King Arthur book or whatever it was. Oh, boy.
Did you wish for anything?
I have a few.
Go for it.
Goldie acting like she's running this investigation.
That's the shtick, but okay.
I just don't get it. I do think it would be funnier if Tom let Goldie believe she's running the show and he's like doing like
just to keep her busy.
Yeah, exactly. But she was like stomping around, you know, the place like she was like lead detective in charge.
Sure. Okay.
And then I wondered, I was like, wait, is Tom letting her think that she's in charge? Like, am I just now getting the joke? Like, I would have to go back and rewatch it.
I think in earlier movies, there was a little more of like, you can't step all over this investigation. And now, perhaps given the setting, he's like, I'm going to take whatever help I can get. There's so many people here. I need additional boots on the ground. Maybe he's like, she's good at this. Maybe she's better at it than I am. Let her run.
Maybe. But she would not be allowed to be like testing the blood on the epi or whatever.
None of this would have been allowed, right? Like they were all in different rooms, so additional crimes were allowed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And she like keeps bringing out food. If there's been a murder, they're not going to allow like one person to just keep feeding all these people because you're going to be like, am I next? Am I going to be poisoned?
Right.
Like you're letting me into the kitchen where there are sharp objects when someone was just stabbed.
And I'm guessing she prepared a whole dinner, but I never saw a dinner.
They were sitting at dinner, but they maybe didn't eat because
so then where's all this
the host
food?
Wasn't there.
And is somebody helping Goldie?
Like, yeah, Marla.
Marla had such a small role in this movie.
She's too busy in the kitchen she baking needs the frozen cookie dough.
Marla needs bigger.
Yeah, justice for Marla.
Justice for Marla. What else did you have?
Oh, just I would like a continued petition for a previously on for Hallmark Mystery series.
Yes, I agree with you.
We're four movies deep. We need a previously on. My memory is short.
Well, especially when you watch movie after movie after movie like we do.
And particularly given the viewing habits of the average Hallmark movie watcher. Many of them are now, I understand there are sleuthers who are rabid watchers. Mm-hmm. But the casual Hallmark watcher needs a little reminder.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Here's my last wish. This had a lot of suspects. And I saw on our Facebook group, somebody was like, knew who it was from the beginning. I never knew who it is from the beginning. I thought it was the butler. But then now looking back, a little obvious. And then I thought it was Emma for a minute, the girl who drew
I never knew.
I was wrong. I didn't think it was the marshal. Thought he was there to help.
I had absolutely no idea what was going on. Did you see that?
I have a couple.
I only have one.
Go first.
There are some exterior shots of the castle that look like it's Castle Grayskull. Like it looks like an animated.
That's a deep reference.
Yeah, He-Man's a big deal in this house. It looks animated in multiple cuts.
Is it the fake snow?
Part of it is the fake snow, but then like I kept pausing it. I took a photo of it. It looks animated, like the snow and the bricks, the whole thing.
It's cartoonish,
indeed.
Too. All right. My first, did you see that? Was I watched with subtitles as I always do. I didn't realize that somebody was like watching from like, I don't, the floorboards, I don't know, whatever. But on the subtitles, I was like, mysterious heavy breathing.
I think mine said creepy heavy breathing.
And of course, it's going to be Tom's dad, right?
Okay.
Was it or was it
the murderer?
Actually, I don't know. I think it was Tom's dad because then Goldie find like a bed like down in like the dungeon basement. I don't know. Okay, here is my problem with the murder board. I loved the murder board, but these are things I noticed. Like you said, we have these crazy like cartoon drawings of all the suspects. Thought that was funny. But what I was bothered by, one of the drawings was of the guest Baron, who is a person of color. And I thought the cartoon drawing caricature, I have a hard time saying that word, so I'm going to call it cartoon drawing, could have been interpreted as a little offensive.
I hear you.
Did you see it?
Yes.
I just thought that was a poor choice.
Mm.
I just thought it was a poor choice. And that's where I'm going to leave it at.
I hear you.
The next thing I thought that was really weird is that they got... Like, Goldie had, like, these printed clue cards.
Yeah.
A lot of them were written. She had, like, printed ones. I'm like, when did they do that?
I didn't notice that they were
printed. And it was in a font that makes me ragey for some reason.
Uh-huh. Like papyrus?
It was something like that. It might have been that. But I was like, why is this supposed to be, like, somebody's handwriting when it obviously
clearly
is not?
Isn't.
So, those are the two things that I noticed in this episode.
What'd you rate this movie?
I gave it 3 stars.
I gave it 3.75.
Oh.
I liked it. I think this is my favorite of the Curious Caterer movies. It landed for me.
Okay, good. Happy for you. I liked it. And it's not one I'm going to go revisit, though.
I saw some reviews on Twitter of Blind Date Book Club. I've seen so...
First of all, people don't like it.
No. Someone was like, I think I was a little too harsh on this movie. I was like, what are you talking about? This is going to be a Hallmark classic. This is going to be one of those movies that people 5 years from now are like, Blind Date Book Club is on. It's going to be like, there are movies that get hits on our website year of like Sweet Carolina. It's going to be one of those movies. Mm-hmm. It was always you. It's a classic. People came out hard against Aaron Krakow's wardrobe. In that movie,
we loved
it.
Yes.
Look, that's what you dress like if you are an island bookseller. She looked great. She looked casual. She looked dressed up when the occasion called for it. I will fight you. Email us, meganandwendy@gmail.com. If you love this podcast, we love your 5-star ratings and reviews. And like you heard earlier, we love to read one on a future episode of the podcast. You can leave them in the podcast app of your choice. We'll be back later in the week with a review of Branching Out. Goodbye.
Bye.